Sunshine and outside, it's 7:36. It's time now for Dial-A-Doc. FHN clinical nurse leader Megan Christensen joins us today. Good morning again, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me this morning.
You're very welcome. Nice to have you with us. Today's topic, diabetes and diabetes education at FHN. And again, Megan, it's important to remind people diabetes is a big health concern in the United States. Can you tell us a little bit more about why that is and what's happening to cause that?
Sure. Diabetes is a big concern throughout the United States, throughout our close-knit community, our own cities, and our rural environment. And it is increasing throughout time, especially since like the 1940s. And we can definitely link increases in diabetes to our increases in weight and obesity, our decrease in physical activity. But also, you know, we got to take into account that the world population and our population in general has grown. So the more people you have, the more prevalence of chronic diseases you will have as well. And diabetes is a big deal because if we leave it unmanaged, it causes severe, irreversible damage to pieces of your body, like your eyes and your kidneys and your heart. So when we have diabetes, we want to reduce the chances of that happening.
For those out there that aren't exactly sure, what exactly is diabetes?
Diabetes is a chronic, long-lasting health condition. It affects how your body actually turns food into energy. When we eat food that has carbohydrates in it or sugar, the body breaks this down and it releases the sugar into our bloodstream. And this is supposed to happen naturally. We need good sources of sugar to operate our muscles and our organs. When the blood sugar goes up, it signals to your pancreas to release insulin. And we've heard that word. I hear it on commercials on TV at night. I hear about insulin and insulin resistance. Insulin is made by your pancreas, and it acts like a key to a lock. And it unlocks the cells of your body, especially your muscles and your big organs. And it allows sugar to leave your blood and go into those areas to give them energy. When you have diabetes, one of the forms, that is not operating correctly. And there are different mechanisms that come into play. In type 2 diabetes, your body resists your insulin. So you're making it, but when it binds to the cells, it doesn't open. The cells don't open for your insulin and you have too much sugar. When we have type 1 diabetes, we don't make enough insulin. The body actually attacks the pancreas and you don't make insulin. So if you don't have any keys to unlock the cells, you end up with high sugar. And another form of diabetes in our community and throughout the world is gestational diabetes. And that is when a pregnant woman gets diabetes. It's developed when the baby's developing, and often it can go away, but that mother is at risk for type 2 diabetes for the rest of their lives. And sometimes it doesn't go away after they deliver the baby.
Wow, and plenty of other things going on with having a baby, let alone that coming in. Now, you mentioned type 1, type 2. There are different types of diabetes. Just what are they and who is most at risk for them?
Sure, and you know, and we'll talk about pre-diabetes here in a little bit, but the type 1 is definitely can be linked to hereditary factors, but it is autoimmune, and I always think of and teach all forms of diabetes are in your DNA. It's already in your body, and then environmental factors that come into your body make you more at risk. In type 1 diabetes, we know that it can be very autoimmune and very sudden onset. And that can really be any age group. We used to, many years ago, think of it as only juvenile or children onset. But we do know adults can get type 1 diabetes as well. Type 2 diabetes, also very hereditary in nature, because again, it's in your DNA. And the environmental factors that come into play that put you at more risk are things like smoking, gaining weight, not exercising, eating lots of processed foods and high sugar stuff. And you can't really just drink Mountain Dew and throw yourself into diabetes. But the more of those risk factors you have, the more that you're putting that damage into your body, and it signals for type 2 diabetes. Also, type 2 diabetes is definitely linked to aging. The older we get, the more our body might resist our insulin.
Very nicely put. So if somebody's out there thinking, do I have diabetes? What are some of the symptoms that someone might have that could alert them that they might be diabetic?
Absolutely. And anybody who's feeling that way, I encourage you to see your primary care provider, to get a primary care provider and get some lab work done. Signs and symptoms of diabetes. And when you feel diabetes, your numbers are probably high. Pre-diabetes really has no symptoms. It's often caught on labs. So if you're feeling some of these signs and symptoms, it's important to get to the providers, get your lab work done, contact people like me for support and education. And those are the common ones are being very, very thirsty and needing to use the bathroom often. And it keeps increasing in severity, and often people will be up all night long having to use the bathroom, and they're very thirsty. That is your kidney's response to the high levels of sugar, and it's trying to get it out of the body. And it's not very good for your kidneys for that to be happening, and it can damage them. Other signs and symptoms that I often hear are blurry vision, but you can easily put that one aside often. So you think, oh, I just need to go to the eye doctor, but it can be high sugar pumping in those precious little veins that we have in our eyes. So again, seeing the eye doctor, getting those eye scans that they offer you once a year, very important to keeping our eyes protected as well. And another one is unintentional weight loss. You know, I say after the age of like 16, if you're drinking Mountain Dew and eating cupcakes and you're losing weight, that's typically an abnormal sign and symptom. So if you're not trying to lose weight and you are losing weight, that can be a sign of diabetes, high sugar, or other health issues.
And for those people that just think things will go away, don't ignore symptoms. They could be telling you something. We're visiting with Megan Christensen, FHN clinical nurse leader today, talking about diabetes and diabetes education at FHN as part of Dial-A-Doc. I'm going to combine these next two questions for you, Megan. We've heard the term pre-diabetic, so what is that? And then are the symptoms similar for someone who might be pre-diabetic? I'll let you do both of those together.
Sure. Pre-diabetes is a really big deal, and it often does not have any signs and symptoms. And it is a state where your sugar levels are high, and it would be before type 2 diabetes, but not high enough to be called out as type 2 diabetes. So, you know, I just said those signs and symptoms that I listed are typically accompanied by sugars above 200, above 250. And in pre-diabetes, your sugar levels might be running 126, 130. So typically, you do not have signs and symptoms. It's often caught in doing those good annual follow-ups with your provider. After certain ages, they start to do just some glucose checks on you to monitor that. And I have the current Centers for Disease Control diabetes information, and they say that 96 million U.S. adults have pre-diabetes. One in four people don't know that they have diabetes right now. And so that is a really big deal. And you can start to exercise, change what you're eating, increase your water, and you can prevent the onset of diabetes. And we don't get a lot of opportunities to prevent chronic diseases.
And you do have opportunities. There again, a key at yearly visits. How is diabetes confirmed, Megan?
Diabetes is confirmed through lab work, so it's essential to, and there will be routine screenings. I believe it's like, it's all about your family history, signs and symptoms, but often the provider will just start with a glucose check, which at my March 7th free pre-diabetes presentation that we'll be talking about, our awesome community team will be there doing some free non-fasting glucose checks for the people who attend. And it's those types of glucose checks, even going to get a meter. I've had people go do that. Maybe they were worried. You can buy over-the-counter meters. You can take online quizzes. But really through that lab work done by the provider. They will often check your sugar. If your sugar is high or they really suspect diabetes, they might do an A1C at the same time.
All right. What types of treatments are available?
You know, it's often dependent on the form of diabetes that you have. For all of them, though, exercise and activity is an important component of that patient's daily routine. Often eating a balanced plate of food, it's not about having to live a carb-free lifestyle. Whole grains and fruits are good for us. So learning how to eat balanced food, avoiding drinking high sugary drinks, drinking plenty of water. And then medication plans can be very, very different. For type 1 diabetes, the only medicine they can be on is insulin because they don't make any. It's the only thing that helps treat it. Type 2 diabetes can be on a variety of medications, and that can change during their life. Maybe orals, maybe the non-injectable medications, their non-insulin medications, and they could be on insulin injections as well. It just changes. And the goal of type 2 management is to keep the patient's sugar levels safe and prevent long-term complications that we talked about early on.
You kind of covered some of these a little bit in your previous answer, but the other things that people can do to help reduce their risk of diabetes.
Absolutely. Avoid smoking. Get monitored and get your screening done. Exercise and be active, however that means to you. Movement is truly medicine. We are designed to be moving. So keep your body moving because that helps reduce your glucose levels and your blood pressure and your cholesterol. And avoiding, you know, those triggering, you know, large amounts of alcohol and things like that that can cause damage in our body. But it's all about just trying to maintain balance and stay active.
Where can people find out more? And I know you've got a Small Steps, Big Rewards coming up, too. I'll let you combine those.
Absolutely. And there's lots of great opportunities coming. And anybody listening needing help can always reach out to me. My information is on FHN.org website, along with all the rest of what I'm going to talk about. But on March 7th, there is a sign up for Small Steps, Big Rewards. And that is a pre-diabetes educational event where we will go over information on pre-diabetes, how to help prevent type 2. And that is where we'll be having the free non-fasting glucose checks for any participants that attend that. We monthly have an adult diabetes support group that is welcome to anybody in the community. It could be that you have a loved one with diabetes that you're helping to care for, or you personally have diabetes. That is free as well. No sign up needed for that one. The dates are always listed on the calendar. And our next diabetes support group is Wednesday, March 1st at 5 o'clock here at FHN Hospital. And that is a fun group, and our topic will be the ABCs of diabetes. And another cool event that yours truly will be at, which I think will be getting some more information out to the community, is there's going to be a great opportunity for kidney disease screenings coming to the Freeport Public Library. And I know I'll be there with some other FHN team members. So when you see information on that, please take that opportunity. It's going to be a very collaborative event, and I'm excited to be a part of that as well.
That sounds like a wonderful thing for people to get some information so they can make their decisions off of that. So we covered a lot of ground here, Megan Christensen, FHN clinical nurse leader, talking about diabetes and diabetes education at FHN. Is there a website or place they can go to check out some of these free events and also register for them?
Yes, please just go to our FHN.org website, and they are right on the front homepage. When you scroll down, you'll see the Small Steps, Big Rewards for sign up. And the Diabetes Support Group has no sign up. You can just come to that whenever you would like. We meet monthly. And I think that the information on the kidney screening will be getting out. I just got some flyers, so I'll have those available. And there's some QR codes for easy sign up. So reach out to me. My information is also on the website as well.
Megan Christensen, FHN clinical nurse leader, talking about diabetes and diabetes education. A great information you pass along today, and things people can do and things that people can find out how or if they have diabetes. Thanks for joining us today, Megan. You take care, okay?
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
I will. You too. That's Dial-A-Doc for today. We're at 7:51 on the Morning Mass.